One of the biggest issues in baseball this year may well occur off the field. It's whether Major League Baseball ought to give Pete Rose a second chance. Rose epitomized some of the best aspects of baseball during his playing days, mostly with the Cincinnati Reds. He ran hard all the time, on the base paths and in the field, and was nicknamed Charlie Hustle. And on one memorable September night in 1985, Rose transformed his great career into something legendary.
He levels the bat a couple of times. Shaw kicks and he fires. Rose swings.
There it is. Get out. Get out. All right.
Hits number 4192.
That single moved Rose past Ty Cobb to become baseball's career leader in hits. At the time, Rose was a cinch to be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. But just 4 years later, he was banned from the sport.
My life is baseball. I hope to get back into baseball as soon as I possibly can. Obviously, I made some mistakes.
Major League Baseball punished Rose based largely on a report by attorney and investigator John Dowd. It accused Rose of betting thousands of dollars on baseball games as a player and manager for the Reds. Rose was defiant even as he accepted the penalty.
I'm not going to get into the Dowd report. I was honest in the Dowd report, and obviously, I made some mistakes. But one of the mistakes wasn't betting on baseball.
Major League officials stopped short of formally charging Rose with wagering on the game, but Bart Giamatti, the commissioner at the time, left no doubt about what Rose had done.
Yes, I have concluded that he bet on baseball.
Pete Rose has been out of baseball for nearly 14 years, though he's never given up the dream of being reinstated. He made his case to Commissioner Bud Selig several months ago. There are indications that Selig might reinstate Rose if he admits that he bet on baseball and apologizes for it. Here are two views on the Rose debate, the first from longtime Cincinnati Reds broadcaster Marty Brenneman, who's in the Hall of Fame himself. He believes Rose should be there too, but Brenneman says Rose should apologize first.
You know, he's maintained all these years that he never bet on baseball. He may be the only one on earth that believes that. I've maintained all along since the day he was banished from the game that had sometime after that he had come clean, that this conversation and others like it would never have taken place because he'd probably be in the Hall of Fame by now.
So an acknowledgement that he did bad, an apology perhaps?
Without a doubt. I think he has to, for want of a better term, throw himself on the mercy of the court. And the court is Major League Baseball. The court are the people who have followed him as a player and as a manager, although I think the court of public opinion is wholeheartedly in his corner or overwhelmingly in his corner. And I think if they were allowed him back, I think that would be hailed by baseball fans all across the country as a very positive move.
Now, what would a reinstatement signal? That baseball is tolerating gambling?
I don't think so. I think that we as a game should be able to accept an apology and an admittance of wrongdoing on his part, and I don't think it in any way reflects the impression that we condone gambling. You know, we see other guys reinstated for things that, to me, domestic problems and so forth, that are in their own way just as bad.
Do you think it'd be fair for baseball to make Rose eligible for the Hall of Fame but still ban him from working in the game?
Well, you know, I wrestle with that. I have some question about whether or not he should be allowed back in uniform to work in whatever capacity a ball club would want him to work in. Certainly, if they allow him back to manage, any time there was a questionable move on his part, the question would then come up. Whether he should be allowed back in other capacities, that is the right to work as a broadcaster or some other area that would not entail his having to put on a uniform, then I'd probably say yes to that. But I really have a question as to whether or not he should ever be allowed to manage again.
Why is this happening now? Is it just the passage of time? I mean, they could have done this 5 years ago, 10 years ago?
Well, I think there were people that were totally opposed to it 5 years and 10 years ago. I think we have a commissioner now who probably was very much opposed to it, has slowly come around to the thinking or to the realization that with the overwhelming support that Pete apparently has around the country that seemingly builds year by year, that this would be a positive for baseball to try and work something out that would allow him back in some capacity. That capacity is something that I don't think has been determined yet.
Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame broadcaster Marty Brenneman. John Dowd was the lead investigator for Major League Baseball's inquiry into Pete Rose's gambling activities. He says Rose should not be allowed back into baseball.
The issue is protecting the game, not protecting Mr. Rose and his reputation. And that's the judgment that's been made on everyone who's ever bet on the game. And I think we ought to honor that.
Would there be any circumstances under which that would change, that he would be allowed back in?
Well, in my judgment, I don't think there are any circumstances that justify his return to the game. And as Dave Kindred said the other day in USA Today, it's almost like Alice in Wonderland. Why would you ever admit anyone who betrayed the trust of the game and then lied about it for 13 years and suddenly declared him innocent? It doesn't make much sense. If you let Rose back in, then the message to anyone who gambles and gambles on the game is that if you throw enough of a public relations tantrum and admit that you did it, then you ought to be back in the game.
If he was betting on his own team, he'd have more incentive to win, wouldn't he?
Well, the rule doesn't discriminate. The rule, and I think wisely so, because when he bet on the Reds, he placed his own financial interest ahead of the team's interest. Once you have that conflict of interest, the corruption of the game begins.
He got into debt with a gambler, and that bothered you a great deal.
Enormous debt. He owed the organized crime figures in New York $500,000. I'm not sure Pete's ever paid that debt.
And the problem with the debt is that that gives the bookies leverage over you.
It certainly does. It certainly gives them leverage, and indeed there were instances when the bookies and their representatives showed up in the dugout and the manager's office to collect their money during a game.
Are you in touch with Selig? Any idea what he'll do?
I'm not in touch with Bud, and I don't know how they're going to deal with it, but no one declared permanently ineligible has ever been readmitted. So Selig is coming up against a great deal of powerful history on a rule that has been time and again demonstrated to prevent the corruption of the game. I worked for both all the commissioners, Uberoth, Giamatti, and Vinson, dealing with this, and it's remarkable, the force of the rule. I think the best illustration of it is when Bart threw Pete out, that day he got calls from ballplayers all over the country, Nolan Ryan, etc., and thanked him for protecting the rule because they obey it. I mean, it's posted right on the clubhouse door, and they get reminded every spring what it is, because experience has taught us that it really does undermine the game, and it can't be ignored. So that's, to me, the importance of what's going on today and why the game has to be protected.
Attorney and investigator John Dowd. Commissioner Bud Selig has not said when he'll rule on Pete Rose's application for reinstatement. There are extended versions of these interviews with John Dowd and Marty Brenneman, and a link to the Dowd report at npr.org.